You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
When a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, it makes a sound.
Everything has a season. Life goes up, life goes down. When I came to Rosemary Hills, it was a good season for me. I was rich, a widow, young. I was free. Took my new money, built myself a beautiful house surrounded by golf. I was a big fish in a small pond with big birds. Now, no more money for me or Rosemary Hills. But I was an investor when they built the nursing home. Now, I get to stay here for free. Ah, 제주도 좋아라. 사는 게 그렇지 뭐. I remember your mother at the clubhouse. Always a nice woman. Always funny, sassy, naughty. Yep, I remember you now, my friend. Clubhouse locker room에서 볼 때마다 맨날 하는 얘기가, Hello, what's new? Any men? And you'd say, you could swing a dead cat around here and never hit up. I won't say what in front of your daughter. Oh, you were fun. But I don't remember you.
Right. Well, I was around. I was pretty quiet. You were fancy to me. Park Sung, the golf champion. You were the most important person at the golf club.
Yes.
What I remember most were your nicotine patches. Remember you used to wear 4 at once on your arm?
4? 미쳤어. Sometimes I would wear 1 and keep smoking. Loved it. Why? Do you have any cigarettes?
Oh, no, I don't smoke.
Too bad. What do you do to pass the time?
Well, you know, what needs to be done in a day.
You could take up smoking.
I don't think so. I'm trying to give up my bad habits.
Well, take up something, girl. Right, Mama? She needs to take up something. 산 사람은 살아야지. Can't feel sorry for yourself. Don't do that.
Well, no, I'm not.
Well, don't. There's lots of ways to live a life. That's a bad way.
I mean, I'm just putting all my attention towards my mom right now.
Oh, wait. Turn up my show. This is important. Hurry. 빨리 해. Turn it up. Oh, 세상에. Oh. Okay. Now, see? Okay, that guy. that guy there was her first great love.
Wait, him? He's so much younger than her.
Yeah. When they were in high school, they had a very sweet romance. But on the day of his birthday, she was going to throw him a surprise party, and she needed to get him out of her hair to set up. So she told him she left her homework at school, and could he go get it? You know, to throw him off the scent. But while he was going in to pick up her homework for her, he got hit by a car, boom, and he died. But then he comes back to life in the same spot at the high school, only now it is 20 years later. And he is still as he was, a high school boy, but she has grown older. So their love remains, but they are tragically separated by time.
Crazy.
And she lives in a convent and has taken a vow of silence. And she's dying of cancer.
No.
Oh, yes. She was consumed by her heartbreak and it turned into cancer. That happens, you know. But now he's back. He's alive. But what she is she is a silent, dying nun.
I don't think...
Shh. Wait. Oh, I've been waiting for this part all year. He's finally found her. See? They're wheeling her out to the gate. She's going to see that it is really him. 그래, it's him. 아유, 그래, 세상에 이럴 수가. 아, 어머나? 어머? 어머머, no, no. 아이고, oh no.
What? No. She died?
아이고, no, no. Oh, she died in his arms. 아이고, so sad. So sad, 세상에.
Wow.
It's got good music, too.
That is not right.
Did you see that, Emma? Huh? Boy, that was sad. A 40-year-old woman dying in a skinny teenager's arms all those lost years. You could turn it down now. I don't like the next one that's on. It's stupid.
You know, Park, I don't... What you said, I really don't think I'm feeling sorry for myself. I'm not.
That's a good show, huh, Emma? What a tragedy, huh?
I'm not feeling sorry for myself. That's not it. Taking care of my mom is what I'm meant to be doing right now. That's my work. I'm doing it for her. That's the season I'm in. Maybe it's not, you know, anything like the season you had here when you were my age. I mean, it's a very different time, and Rosemary Hills is a very different place. But, you know, it's fine. It's fine. Because this is my season.
Yes, it's an important season, but you have to keep reaching forward, too, especially for your son.
Oh, no, I don't... Cody's not my son.
What? Who is he?
He's a family friend.
A little kid wants to hang around here? American kids are scared of old people. He just comes to see you and your mom? Oh, that's pretty good. That older kid too, the weird one. He's always around here. Nice for you, I guess, to have company. I mean, I never liked kids. Then again, they never liked me. But you got a following, Emma, my friend. Or maybe it's you? Maybe you're more fun than you look. Shit, you must be. That's a good laugh.
Hey.
Hey is for horses. Don't just stand in a doorway. It's creepy.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Nancy.
Renata, said I had to, well, a report here every day at this time for music therapy. Renata sort of forced me to do it. They're paying me. Not a lot, just a little bit. I'm supposed to help with rehabilitation. I'm going around to a few rooms to sing.
Mm-hmm. Renata thought I should be here with you while you, do your thing. That my mom would benefit most from having us both here.
Oh, well, okay.
Seems like a setup.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, get into the room. It's making me nervous.
Come in, Phil. You can put Nancy over here, where the sun comes through. There you go, Nancy.
Hiya, Nancy. What's new?
Park, do you want to stay for Phil's mandated music therapy session?
No. I want to go back to my room and think about what happened on my drama. Goodbye, Emma, my friend. Goodbye, Nancy. Goodbye, music boy. You should learn to play the organ. Now that's a good instrument.
Well, okay, let's do this if we're doing it. Mom, Phil's here to see you. You can sit on the chair. I'll sit on the bed with her. I have to rub her legs. I haven't done that today. It helps with circulation.
Yeah, it's good for the circulation. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, just go ahead and start. Her lotion's in the bathroom, but you can start.
Hiya, Deirdre. It's me, Wim. Did you miss me? I missed you too.
Got it. Mom, I'm gonna rub your legs, okay? Here we go. Well? So? Music therapy. Go ahead. Commence.
Well, I'm not used to having, it's weird that you're here looking at me.
Well, it's weird that you're here looking at me.
Oh, I could go.
No, I just mean, if you don't want to play, I won't tell Renata. It's fine.
Well, I'm not going to bother you, so, maybe I should.
Whoa, Mom. Okay.
She won't let go of my hand.
That's the most strength she's shown in a while. Good squeeze, Mom. That's really good.
Really good squeeze. Don't worry, Emma. I can stay for a while. If it's cool.
Yeah, fine.
How's, has she talked or sang since...
She can. Right, Mom? You can. See, she's alert. But she's been quite... Well, there might be aphasia or apraxia. That means...
Yeah, I know.
But they're not really sure. Because... Well, she's been really quiet. We don't seem to feel much like talking. Right, Mom?
I get that. Well, I came to play you some music, Emma. I hope you, sing along if you want to, out loud or in your head. She's still squeezing my hand, though.
Here, Mom, he needs his hand back to play. You can take my hand. Okay, you don't want to? Okay, all right.
Thanks. Okay, Lavender's blue, dilly dilly, rosemary's green. When I am king, dilly dilly, you shall be queen. Who told you so, dilly dilly? Who told you so? 'Twas mine own heart, dilly-dilly,
that told me so.
That's where that song has been in my head.
I was just in with Helen. If she wanted to sing it, must be contagious. Well, you know, sing along.
Call up your men, dilly dilly, set them to work.
There's another verse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it goes, if you should die, as it may hap, you may be buried under the tap. Who told you so? Pray tell me why, that you may drink when you are dry. Dilly dilly.
Oh? Dark.
Yeah.
I don't think I should sing that part for music therapy.
No, probably not. How'd you learn to play?
My grandma gave it to me when I was little. And I just picked it up.
It's very pink.
It was hers.
That's cool.
I listened to It Makes a Sound.
Oh.
I binged it. I was really into it. I mean, it gets better as it goes along, and but I liked hearing it. All of it.
Well, what you don't hear is the surprise ending, that there is no Wimpharos.
Yeah.
I can't believe people have listened to it. It's so embarrassing.
No, it's not.
Does it make me sound crazy?
No.
Really?
You sound passionate. Mostly you sound fun.
Really?
I mean, I'm not the best judge of fun, but yeah, I think so.
It's mortifying.
I love hearing Emma sing the songs. Her voice. My grandma used to sing too. She had a pretty voice.
Oh, yeah, Nancy?
You have a pretty voice, too.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You don't like singing anymore?
No. It's just Mom sang. We used to sing. I mean, we sang around the house. But mostly I'm just like, I'm trying not to get too swept up in nostalgia because it's not very good for me.
Yeah, word. People used to die from it.
What?
From nostalgia. They thought it was a disease or a virus. In people who left home. Like soldiers, sailors, the enslaved. On death certificates, it would say, died of nostalgia.
Really?
Yeah. Nostos means homecoming. Algos means pain. Nostalgia. They thought maybe some people had an extra bone in their body that caused it. Doctors used leeches to try to suck it out, or sometimes they'd bury people alive to scare it out of them.
No way.
Or public ridicule.
Huh.
Another cure was just send people back home.
Well, yeah.
But even that didn't always work.
Right.
But you know what? Nostalgia's cool, whatever. I think I totally have that extra bone, too.
Hello, hello, chickadees. I'm just popping my head in. I see our new music therapist has arrived on time.
Yeah.
He did.
Well, I'm no expert, but this doesn't sound like music.
Sorry.
It's not music therapy without music, so let's get cracking. Your fans demand the music. Right, Emma? Nancy?
Lavender's blue, dilly dilly, rosemary's green.
Oh, Phil, why don't you play some of your own songs?
Well, that's okay.
You write songs?
No.
You do. He does.
I only have pieces of things. Nothing is finished.
That's okay. You know what they say, nothing's ever finished, it's only abandoned. Right, Deirdre?
I've never heard that.
Well, they say it. Look, I'm counting on you, Phil. Emma's counting on you, and Helen needs her catheter changed. But I'm not leaving until you play a song. Do you want the weight of Helen's catheter on your shoulders?
No.
And I'm sure Deirdre wants to hear what you've written.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Do you?
She does.
Sure.
Okay. Well, Emma, help me write this one. Remember, Emma? Okay.
If your whole body's a skeleton, well, hey, dress up in your velvet suit. We'll be sipping a sea-salted regimen without oxygen, sinking down through our secret route. I'm a sand dollar. I'm a mystery of the deep. Down beyond all the traffic, past the schools of the fish, talking cheap.
Look, Phil, look at Emma's smile. That was great, huh, Emma? Yeah. She liked that, huh, Deirdre?
Yeah.
It's just a thing. It's not done at all.
So Deirdre can help you finish it. Music is the best help for Emma right now. It's so good for her brain. And here we have two musicians. So aren't you lucky, Emma? I leave it to you pros. Okay, I'm off. Helen's waiting. Bye-bye. Have fun. Music, music.
The sound of music, ah, with songs they have sung, ba la la, for a thousand years. Oh, I'm coming, Helen.
Well,
Mom, remember when we found that huge sand dollar on the beach?
I've never been to the ocean, but I'm into sand dollars.
This one was so big, and you know how when you shake it, it has this little rattle? So that whole day, my mom was like hopping around the beach, shaking it, and singing this silly little song she made up. It was like, dee 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 dum, found a sand dollar, my dee 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 dum. You wanted me to crack it open, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to ruin it. I held onto it for so long, didn't I? It was on that shelf in my bedroom for years. And one day I reached for something off the shelf and I knocked the sand dollar to the ground and it broke open. Do you know what's inside them?
Yeah, the remains of the mucous membranes that helped it break down algae.
Well, but they look like this perfect star. And then the star breaks into five doves.
I've never seen that.
I showed it to my mom and she said, well, it's about time, Dee Dee. You finally released the doves.
Actually, I'm not even sure I've ever seen a real dove. Have you noticed there's like no birds around here?
There's like thousands of peacocks.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they were birds.
They're more like raccoons.
Word.
Did you grow up in Rosemary Hills?
No. But I was sent here a lot to stay with my grandma. Sometimes for a few weeks or a few months. I'd never kind of know how long I'd have to stay, but I liked it. It was better here. There used to be a pool. Nobody used it. I would go to the deep end and swim to the bottom and just sit there, underwater. I could hold my breath for so long, like possibly record-breaking long. It's silent underwater. That's what I liked.
But you play music, which is the opposite of silence.
You think it's the opposite? I think noise is the opposite of silence. And music feels like the opposite of noise. It looks like the I Am Wim Pharos people are gone.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
But a lot of people know about Wim Pharos now, about you, because of the internet. So what are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like when I was little and I would play hide and seek, and I was so good at hiding that everyone would just give up trying to find me and go home. And I'd be like, I guess I win. So, I guess you won.
No. No, it's not like that. I didn't win. I am not winning anything. I mean, it's just, what am I supposed to do here with my mom from a nursing home? I mean, what is supposed to happen? Whoever these few people are, if they want Wim Pharos, they're not going to find him. If they want a band, they won't find it. And if they came for Rosemary Hills to, like, take in the sights, they're really not going to find much.
I think they came...
And look, I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I am busy, okay? I am with my mom. I need to be here with her. And then there's the house. I mean, I have to pack everything up, and I've barely started. So what am I supposed to do? And I don't know anything about the internet. And I can only play intermediate piano. And Tim Ferriss is probably a banker somewhere, or maybe a park ranger. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What am I supposed to do with these people, whoever they are? And I'm not depressed like everybody seems to think I am. I'm just...
Sad. Yeah. Word.
I just think I'm responding appropriately to my circumstances.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do when they kick everyone out and build a cemetery?
I don't know.
Your parents?
No. Just Nancy. Maybe I'll go to Scandinavia. Like Kurt Cobain.
What do you mean? He went there?
Well, no. No, I guess not. In my mind, that's where he is. And also, that's where Wim Pharos is, in my mind. Do you think Sand Dollar sounds like a Wim Pharos song?
I don't know, Phil. Like I said...
Because I thought, maybe you would think so. Never mind, though. I'm sorry.
No. It's a song. No, it could be a good song.
Yeah?
Yeah, the first part, I think it might be catchy.
It's not anything. It's probably nothing.
I mean, the thing about...
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Yeah, I know.
Do the first verse.
If your whole body's a skeleton, well, hey, dress up in your velvet suit.
Good imagery.
We'll be sipping a sea-salted regimen without oxygen, sinking down through our secret route.
That's even better than I thought it was. Go ahead, keep going.
I'm a sand dollar. I'm a mystery of the deep. Down beyond all the traffic, past the schools
of the fish talking cheap.
That's kind of on the nose.
Right.
I feel it should be... like, you know where the party is. Like, if you just went down further on your own. I mean, I guess it's a party for one. Like what you said when you were in the pool. I'm a sand dollar. Something cool. In the deep. Down at the something-something party. Mm-hmm. While the world above is asleep.
I like that. What about... I'm a sand dollar. Only glow in the deep. Down, down, down at the burrow. Purple burrow party.
What's that?
I don't know. Just like the sea floor, I guess.
I like it.
Down at the purple burrow party. While the world up above is asleep. We laze all day. In the desert, making clones, feel at home with the bubble sounds. Feasting on heavy metals.
I mean, you have to drop the S there.
Oh,
feasting on heavy metal.
Right.
We're going down.
Well, how about bringing the party down? We're going down.
That's better.
Try that.
Bringing the party down. We're going down.
Yeah, that works.
I'm a sand dollar. 2,000 feet underground.
Well, wait, hold on. You started with that velvet suit thing, right? What's that line?
Dress up in your velvet suit.
So you set yourself up.
The velvet underground?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yes. Yes. Wait. So, I'm
a sand dollar. I'm the velvet underground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Something, something underwater.
It takes work to stay underwater.
It takes work just lying around.
Yeah, there you go.
It takes work to stay underwater. It takes work just lying around.
Emma's singing.
Hey, Mom. Are you singing?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. That's so good. Can you talk to us? Do you feel like talking?
Sing.
Sing? Maybe you can sing, too. Do you want to sing with us? Yeah. Let's start at the top, if you can.
Okay.
Sing, Mom.
I'm a sand dollar. Only glow in the deep. Down. the Purple Burrow Party. While the world up above is asleep.
Good, Mom. Yeah.
We laze all the livelong day in the desert, making clones feel at home with the bubble sounds.
Ooh.
Yeah. Feasting on heavy metals, pebble specials, bringing the party down. We're going down. I'm a sand dollar. I'm the velvet underground. It takes work to stay underwater. It takes work just lying around.
Good, Mom. Found a sand dollar. Dee 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 dum. Found a sand dollar.
Go, Pharaohs.
Hey, that was really good, Emma. Or maybe, should I call her Deirdre?
Either, I guess. Both.
That was really cool, Deirdre.
It's really good to hear your voice, Mom. It really makes me happy.
Yeah.
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 More happy.
Happy?
Help her. Get Bam Bam help.
You need help, Mom? What do you need?
Bam Bam, Bam Bam Bam.
Yes. Right. You're right, Mom.
It looks like with her hand, she's...
Yeah, I know. I know what she means.
I think she's drumming.
She is. She's trying to say... She's telling us we need a drummer.
It Makes a Sound is written, directed, and produced by Jacqueline Landgraf. Sound designed and engineered by me, Vincent Cascione. Production assistance and dialogue editing by Felicia Dominguez. Story consultant and trusted aquatic biologist of Rosemary Hills is Anya Saffer. Sand Dollar was composed by Vin Cascione, with lyrics by Vin and Jacqueline. Our credits music is by Nate Wida, with Esther Moon as Park Song, Jacqueline Landgraf as Deirdre Gardner, Wesley Zurich as Phil, Rebecca Delgado-Smith as Renata Lucio, and Annie Golden as Emma. For transcripts, merch, and more, go to itmakesasound.com. Thanks to Liam Everett, Jason Mayland, Drew Poinsett, and all of our supporters on Patreon. Join us there for director's notes, ad-free episodes, demos, and more. We got 6 beautiful new reviews of Season 2 last week. Thank you so much to those of you who wrote. We loved seeing them. If you're enjoying this new chapter of the story, please take a minute to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and help other people find their way to Rosemary Hills. In the United States, the common name for the Echinarachnius parma species is eccentric sand dollar, and they're often called irregular urchins. We'd much rather hang with them over the basic regular urchins. If you find one, remember to release the doves. And remember, Wim Pharaohs.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.